Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says there will only be peace with Russia if it pulls its troops back to the positions they held before the invasion in February. NPR's Frank Langford is in Odessa, which Russia hit with several missiles on Saturday.
Speaking to Chatham House, the London think tank, on Friday, Zelensky said there would be no peace without a Russian withdrawal.
I was elected by the people of Ukraine as president of Ukraine, not as president of a mini Ukraine. They have to fall back and go beyond the contact lines, and they should withdraw the troops.
Details on the Odessa missile strikes were sparse. Meanwhile, Ukraine claimed it had destroyed a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea and posted drone video footage as confirmation. Frank Langford, NPR News, Odessa.
Taliban officials in Afghanistan say all women must veil themselves in public. That means they have to wear loose clothing and cover their face except for their eyes. They were given two choices, to wear a burqa or a long loose robe and face covering. NPR's Dia Hadid has more from Islamabad.
In a directive, officials said women should stay home. And if a woman has to leave the house, she must cover entirely, leaving only her eyes exposed. The official said a woman's male guardians, her husband, father or son, would be punished if she defied the rule. The move was immediately condemned by female Afghan human rights activists. The United Nations said the directive contradicted assurances that their officials had been given on respecting human rights. It comes just weeks after the Taliban extended a ban on most Afghan girls attending secondary school. And it further complicates efforts by the international community to work with the Taliban to alleviate a humanitarian crisis in the country. Dee Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Firefighters in New Mexico are facing bad weather conditions for the next few days as they continue to battle a major wildfire in the northern part of that state. Weather officials say winds gusting to 50 or 60 miles an hour will combine with high temperatures and low humidity to produce what they call exceptionally dangerous conditions. Despite all that, fire official Todd Abel says they are still able to put boots on the ground in the fight against the blaze.
We still have numerous firefighters out there working, more coming in every day to help us with this effort.
The threat, meanwhile, to Las Vegas, New Mexico, has been reduced after firefighters constructed containment lines around the city. The Irish National Party Sinn Féin has won the right to name a person to the post of First Minister in Belfast. With almost all the votes now counted from Thursday's election, Sinn Féin has secured 27 of the Assembly's 90 seats. The Democratic Unionist Party won 25 seats. It's the first time a nationalist party has come in first since Northern Ireland was founded as a Protestant majority state in 1921. This is NPR News. What's called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports has a new champion. As Stephanie Wolf from member station WFPL reports, Rich Strike has won the 148th running of the Kentucky Derby and did it in an exciting fashion.
Rich Strike got to take a promenade in the winner's circle as the victor of the Derby. Ridden by Sonny Leone, Rich Strike was a late addition to the list of Derby contenders. He entered the race Friday after another horse scratched, and it seemed like a long shot for the Kentucky-born colt with odds of 80-1 at post time. But he edged out the others to win the run for the Roses and the cash prize of $1.86 million. This was the first full-capacity Derby since 2019, before the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Wolf in Louisville.
Abortion rights supporters gathered in cities across the country on Saturday. They said they would fight to ensure that abortion remains a legal option for women nationwide. The protests followed recent high drama at the Supreme Court, where a leaked draft opinion indicated that the court may be poised to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling from 1973. That case legalized abortion in the U.S. In the nation's capital, protesters stood outside the Supreme Court building, holding signs that said, "Abortion is a human right." Country music star Mickey Gilley has died. Known for a number of hit songs, his Texas Honky Tonk was also the inspiration for the film Urban Cowboy. The movie starred Deborah Winger and John Travolta and inspired a nationwide wave of Western-themed clubs. Gilley had been performing as recently as last month. He was 86 years old. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.